views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living, LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Karen Benton, and I am honored to be a guest host for Colette on this powerful show every third Wednesday of the month. It is my pleasure and honor to explore life-transforming information with our esteemed guests and community and provide you with the opportunity to call in and shift challenges into possibilities. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the power of solving life's most challenging problems with the incredible information that we share. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Network if you are listening later. My guest today, I am so excited about, as I am every month, is the amazing Michelle Boulay. Michelle has studied the body and movement for 35 years. She's an award-winning dancer, choreographer, and teacher of international renown. She has always believed that creativity, movement, and healing are inextricably linked. The New York Times has said, when Miss Boulay is on stage, it's hard to take your eyes off her. And she was the featured contemporary dancer in a video profile by the New Yorker magazine. Michelle credits her work in energy and consciousness-based medicine as a tool that has furthered her career as an artist. Various injuries and setbacks often gifted her with an intimate understanding of how the body and energy move, allowing her to connect with clients with precision and compassion in her energy medicine practice. I am just so excited and honored to have you here on the show today. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Karen. It's nice to be here.
Your bio gets me all excited, like all the amazing. I think, you know, my childhood didn't involve really an exposure to the arts. So, you know, since I started living and moving in Manhattan, you know, 15, 20 years ago, I just continue to be amazed at all the different ways that this can be expressed and how alive I feel when I'm exposed to it. And for the audience out there, I have been lucky enough to go to several of Michelle's performances, and it's mesmerizing. I mean, you really cannot take your eyes off her. And what's interesting is where we connected is that we are both body talk practitioners. I love that you're here to share all the different experiences that you've had in your life and how these two areas have blended together. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, would you just give us a little bit about your background? You know, what are you doing, you know, these days? Where are you? And where is your incredible artistic expression being shared?
Yeah. Well, right now I am back in Brooklyn, New York. Thankfully, I travel a lot for my work. So it's good to finally land at home. And what I'm getting ready for is another showing of a research project I'm doing called The Field with a dancer named Kayvon Purizar. And we're going to be showing another iteration of that work on September 12th and 13th at a space called Triple Canopy. So that's happening, and that piece is very much, maybe more so than any of my previous pieces. Like, it really is aligning the work I do with healing again with aesthetic practice. So I'm getting ready for that, and I'm also just sort of revamping how I offer my healing work to the world. Also, I've been doing private sessions based out of New York, either in person or over the phone or Skype online, as we know that's possible, for 10 years now. And I'm just starting to build more of my work online. And in part, it's a little hard because I so much love that in-person interaction. Mm-hmm. But to be able to continue growing and doing more and more of the work that I want to do and accessing and connecting to more people, I'm starting to do it more online. And there's real magic in that also. Like, what we feel, you know, it's this funny thing with healing. It's like, it exists sort of out there in the ether, you know, just to put it that way. Like, we're so connected just beyond miles, beyond years, beyond space. And at the same time, I have this practice that is so much about being very present in the body. So, you know, it's amazing to be able to share that in person, and now more and more just with people like this in interviews and online sessions and workshops. So that's where I am as of today.
In this current moment. That sounds amazing. The field. Would you expand a little bit more about, you know, the impetus for naming it that and what it refers to?
Yeah.
Because, of course, you know, in energy medicine, I think,
Lynn McTaggart.
Are you referring to the field?
I mean, exactly. I don't know what all the kinds of fields are that I'm referring to, but yes, I have been reading that book. And it actually was the name of a score that I used in a dance I made in 2015 called White, which was inspired by my studies in biogeometry. And basically, we were using that term. A score is basically instructions for movement improvisation. We call it a score, just like a musical score, but it's not like we're literally reading steps. We're actually using words or images or, you know, whatever it is to create, in a sense, like a field where information can arise. And in this particular piece, the other dancer, Kayvon, and I, we both have pretty deep practices in healing, and that also involves spirituality. We've known each other for almost 20 years, and it's just been this really wonderful space to come together and look at what can arise in our own personal healing field, and then also, you know, how we share that with people inside of aesthetics. So, it's like, can work create a space for healing? Yes, of course it does, but I think I'm just taking another step within my own personal work to see how that arises through my filters, my voice, and as a way to continue to expand that. So, you know, it's like I'm learning more about myself and my own practices, but I'm also just opening up to kind of what wants to come through me while I just be here on this earth.
You know, what I love so much about what you just said is I think so many of us, born in the 70s or even before that, were conditioned to believe work is something, you know, the industrial age, essentially work is something that you do, you get done with, you come home, and then you have your fun. Mm. And based on what you're saying is, you know, you're looking at your work and your expression, if I'm understanding correcting, and seeing that, can we explore and experience and expand health and wellness through the work?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and your work in this moment is an expression of art that everybody gets to share, and perhaps planting that seed for each person in your audience to tap into that possibility of creating a life that is truly a reflection and an image of the joy that is the truth of who we are. Right. Which is really in drastic contrast to, well, let's just call it the industrial age, right? To many of our unrecognized conditioning of how we approach the work that we do.
Totally. You know, in the last solo that I made, the one that you came to watch that studio showing for, I had sort of like an instruction, or I could call it a mantra, that was living in the room while I was making that dance. And it was "Make Sensual the Machine." And it really was my own development of, like, I know that mechanism. I'm American.
Yeah.
I was raised to work hard, you know, to push. And it was like, oh, I have to make this sensual. And in part, I feel like that's really an inviting in of the feminine. Like, yes, we can get that stuff done and make it work. But at the same time, I think one of the biggest wounds we're suffering from right now is that those two aspects of ourselves are not communicating.
Mm, yeah.
So definitely making sensual the machine.
I love that. You know, and it's funny, it brings up a decision. Well, one, first, it brings up the image of you in that incredible piece that you did, which is, audience, if you need an image, it's you know, essentially her face that's in the image that's over Facebook and all of that. There's just this incredible expression with your mouth that I had never, and it stopped me in my tracks. It was so powerful, yet it was silent at the same time. And I had that moment of never really before experiencing how you could get so much out of an expression. And to me, it would be because of the energy and the wisdom that is behind it, you know, the wisdom that is in you that is being shared through the art that you do. But I can't help but also share a little bit about what you're speaking of. Is, I joke with people, you know, I'm a nurse practitioner, and when I was in nursing school, the choice that I made in the direction of specialty that I chose was where my weakness was.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, well, I'm not so good at medical surgical because it's such a large breadth of things, so I'm going to go into that because I need to get better at what I'm not good at, which could be a good thing. And is it, but is it an interesting place of that, where those unrecognized, like, conditioning influences the choices that we make, of rather than following what was a natural expression and eminence of my gifts and my truth, I followed, you know, what seemed to be unnatural and hard and rigorous.
Yeah.
In the belief that that was going to be ultimately successful, as I sought this sort of tangible evidence of success in my physical world. And I love how you're, just by the description that you're giving, is opening people to merging the heart and the work and the, in that beautiful way. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, what you're saying just reminds me of that book, Now Discover Your Strengths, and how we have been conditioned to get better at the things that we're not good at. But really, there's a limit to how good we can get at the things we're not good at, because everyone has this sort of essential makeup. And what if we could help support people become really good at the things where they shine? And like, I'm still working on that. You know, it's like all the little blockages that maybe I don't deserve this, or like this conditioning we're mentioning that, oh, I have to get better. Or, you know, this larger conditioning that like homogenizes us rather than allows us to be really uniquely different.
Oh, I love that. Well, guess what? It is time for us to take a quick break. And we actually have three callers that we're going to get to right when we come back.
Okay, great.
So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today as her guest host. My guest is this amazing Michelle Boulay in this exciting conversation. And when we return, we will continue and bring in some of the callers. Please feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat. And every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
We are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I am the guest host for Colette today. My guest today is Michelle Belay. Now, before we continue, Michelle, would you please share your information, contact information for the audience?
Yeah, my website, I have two. One is for my dance work, and that's michelleboulay.com, my name. And then for all the healing work that I do, that is housed at a site called embodyradiance.com, and that's the letter M, bodyradiance.com. So people can find my information there and more about the work I do.
That's funny. I know the name of your company, but when you say it, I get sort of chills. Just your voice alone is adds a whole nother meaning to the awesome name of your company. Well, that brings me to right before we get to the callers, I'd like you to, if you could talk to the community about the merging of your dance work and healing work. What led you to explore alternative, you know, that's a kind of an old term that I don't even like to use anymore, but you know, energy medicine, the areas that you have found your inspiration and your practice, when you were, you know, you were fully in the arts to begin with, right? You're mainly a dancer and
I started dancing when I was five, and I just had a series of injuries when I was a teenager that already started shifting my life and my outlook. And I had to quit dancing when I was 16, and I didn't start again until I was about 18. And this was due to injuries. And the approach that I had at that time when I was 16 was very Cartesian. It was like, there's stuff going on with my ankle. Let's treat your ankle. Let's put inserts in your shoes. And none of that really got to the source of the problem. And it wasn't until in college at the University of Illinois, when there was a more holistic approach to how to work with the body, when I got introduced to that, that my injuries started to shift and my understanding started to shift. And then when I moved to New York, and then again, it's like those injuries are a knock on the door. They're like our friendly reminders, you know, they might not always feel so great or welcome, but they are just like, they are the opportunity to take another look. So in New York, it just, all that work went deeper, like just accessing my emotional self, my spiritual self, my energetic self. And I started to kind of look for a modality to work with. And I was still really in like the tissue and the somatics. And yeah, that was kind of shifting. And then I encountered Body Talk in 2007. And that really transformed things, because it's like, oh, wow, stuff can shift when there's no physical manipulation, when I'm not taking a pill, it's just my body can do it on its own. So I just followed the cookie crumbs of that and started studying it and didn't even intend to become a practitioner, but I just knew this was the path I needed to keep looking at. I was a practitioner within a year, and I've had a practice for those 10 years since. And, you know, at first I was kind of disappointed that I didn't get to go in there and like move a person's body around. But now I'm kind of relieved because that is so much work. And then also the field of energy and consciousness is like, it's so vast. And to work in that space and to witness that movement, it's like seeing like the macrocosmic, you know, world then be manifest in the physical right in front of me, or in the physical, you know, like on a phone call or whatever that is. And that is some serious choreography that I like to watch.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That moment that you realize your ankle injury is not just a random occurrence, and you're a victim of that ankle is can be quite transforming. Well, with that, boy, we have four callers there. So Carter, let's take the first caller and see where our discussion leads from here. Thank you so much for sharing that, Michelle. I love the convergence of the two worlds and the experiences that lead to that.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Janelle from Alberta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Janelle. How are you?
Hi, Janelle.
I'm great. Thank you.
What can we do you? Or just,
I'm calling today. I'm worried about my 7-year-old daughter. About 3 months ago, she started getting fevers and a severe headache every 21 days. And it repeats itself exactly on cue. And before that, she was such a healthy child. So, you know, I'm going through the medical care system, but I'm also open to all kinds of suggestions. And as I'm a worried
mother. How long do the fevers and headaches last every 21 days?
They last for 3.5 days.
Oh, wow. What a pattern. Mm-hmm. 3.5 days. So interesting. And is this your only child? Do you have other children?
I have other children.
You do. Older or younger?
Oldest.
Excuse me?
She is my oldest.
Oh, she is your oldest. Okay, great.
What's her name?
Larissa.
Okay.
Okay, and was she... well, you don't have to answer this, but there's coming in. Was she your first pregnancy?
She was my first pregnancy, yes.
She was. Okay. So there's some, was there anything around getting pregnant with her, or did that all happen with ease? And
no, it happened really easily.
Yeah. Okay. Almost too easily. Like, was it a little bit of a shock how quickly you got pregnant, or there was all excitement around that? Yeah. Okay. There seems to be something.
It was shocking.
Excuse me?
No, you were correct. It was a surprise how quickly it happened.
Okay. There's something around that, like this idea, this sort of surprising changes, and then bringing forth the, you know, for you, this sort of blueprint of change, massive amounts of change, and something about dependence and independence. And for me, what's coming up, Michelle, we're going to bring your input in a second. So something around the idea of your independence was then being, and take these words lightly, but threatened slightly, right? In order for us to be a mother, we have to give up an aspect of our independence, of course, right? In order to, you know, sort of share our bodies with this growing. And now she's reached the age of 7, which is really where we start to, from a astrological standpoint, move into another house where we start to explore our safety and security and the aspects that provide safety and security for us as we sort of blend how the world works, what we've learned up until this point of how the world works based on our parents, and also what our intuitive feeling about, you know, what's ours versus what's other people. So I just want to strengthen both you and her and to this experience that she was a part of, even in her blueprint, you know, the early stages of her pregnancy, to the reactionary patterns in both of your amygdalas to changes and struggles with dependence and independence. And Michelle, do you have anything?
Yeah, it's cool, Karen, to sort of witness you tuning in right now. And as I tune into what you're talking about, Janelle, it's the priority, which is how we work in Body Talk. It's we look at what the priority is for healing. Just like, you know, with my ankle injury, it wasn't treating the ankle. It was bringing in the whole picture, which is your daughter, which is you, which is your whole family, your home, your environment. And the priority when I tune in is that we need to do a treatment for you. And we're going in through a section called active memory in Body Talk. And Karen may be on it, you know, with these shifts that were happening to you when you became pregnant, these shifts that were happening shifts that are happening for your daughter at this transitional age of 7 years old. And what I'm getting for you is that there was a fear of no longer being supported once you became pregnant. It's like you couldn't be the child anymore. You would lose that support. It's almost like losing the support of the parent, even if it's just energetically. Ooh. So, mm-hmm. So that's our priority. And what I'm going to do is tap that in for you. There's another little piece of this, which is support for your lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do there is your lymph nodes, which there are concentrations of the lymph nodes in different areas of the body. What they do is they recycle and pull out waste. And sometimes all of that can get clogged and stagnant. We just need to clear all of that out and give your lymphatic system a tune-up. So that stuff can start to move again, and so that you can process this little mini treatment, what Karen said and what I'm saying. So I just want you to take a couple deep breaths, and what I do over here is just energetically tap that into your head brain, your heart brain, and your gut brain, and just tune into this fear of no longer being supported.
Okay.
Yeah, so just tune into that and whatever that might bring up for you, and really in an embodied way, not as just a mental activity.
Beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
And what comes floating in with that is, what grade is your daughter going into?
Two.
Second grade, yeah. So there's a bit of that same sort of losing some of the childishness as she moves into the next grade and moving into the expectations that come with that, that are mirroring some of what was going on with you when you found out you were pregnant. So again, there's lots of different modalities to use with this. And I'm just using one that I learned with the UN modality. So just strengthening your spine to these concepts and thought forms that are initiating weakness reactions in your body, and then they're mirroring them in your daughter. So now I want you, now I forgot to get the number from you beforehand, but if you think about your daughter's experience now and this, the fevers and the headaches, does it have the same charge that it did before?
Yeah, I'm still really quite worried about her.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fine. So sometimes it takes a little bit of time for that sort of shift to move. Now, when you think about being worried about it, where do you feel it in your body?
In my chest.
In your chest. Okay, great. So we're just going to do a little link between your chest and your sacrum.
And I'd say in my throat, too.
Yeah. So we're just look at the link between your chest and your sacrum. And open up the communication lines between that, right? The sacrum can be a really powerful grounding piece for us to remember our connection to the earth, remember our ability to access our own creative potential to navigate life. And then we just strengthen you to the external world's approach of resolving things by utilizing worry, right, and fear. And we just strengthen that to you so that you can connect into your creative capacity to create change in your life and bring forth the solutions and the resolution that is aligned most deeply and uniquely for the unique makeup of you and your daughter. And so we just strengthen you that. And now, so think about it again. Would you say that it's the same or different? And it can be very subtle.
Perhaps subtle then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's how energy works. It's an extremely subtle feeling in the beginning, but as we build our ability to sense and feel, right, where most of us are used to using the mind primarily for thinking and analyzing and intellectualizing, but it has this other incredible skill that it's a really good at sensing and feeling. But we haven't utilized that skill pathway so much. And when you dive into this energy medicine forum, you start to build your capacity to sense and feel in your body. And so don't underestimate the power of feeling different about how you're even looking at the conflict that is in front of you. So thank you so much for joining us, Janelle. You can email me at karen@karenbetton.com if you have any further questions about what's going on or looking for more insight. And you know where Michelle's website is as well. And we wish you the best.
Yeah, good luck, Janelle.
Thank you very much.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Yeah, it is a funny thing, right? That difference of we're used to a physical, palpable change versus tuning into that sensing and feeling, which is much more subtle.
I think
dancers are incredible at it, right? That art form can't exist without having a very deep attunement to that. And so that was not something that was natural for me in the beginning because I had never danced in my life. I'd never really done anything that was involved in sensing and feeling my body. If actually, as a surgical trauma ICU nurse, I was more designed to block that stuff out because it was too much for me, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a muscle or like that a capacity that grows with time, because it is true. We start to shut it off because it's not welcome, or maybe it's not safe, or maybe it's too powerful and we're not conditioned to accept that and develop that. But yeah, I think with energy medicine too, I've had plenty of sessions where I don't feel any immediate shifts, but then I look back, you know, some weeks later, or some months later, and I see that things have shifted, or I see that my life is moving maybe differently than I had been expecting. Mm, you know, it's like, great. I think also with healing, we go in with agendas, which of course we all do like that. When I do a session with someone, like it's this, I want to work on this and this and this and this. But I love Donna Thompson, who is one of the co-creators of the work called Source Point Therapy. She, in one of her trainings that I took, she said energy medicine is unpredictable. You know, we have this real linear relationship to how we expect healing to look. You know, like, this is the issue. This is how it will be when it's fixed, quote unquote, fixed. You know, but with healing, that picture is even larger, too. Like, maybe the thing doesn't go away right away, this symptom, or maybe it never goes away. And it's just part of the whole picture of who you are at this time. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a real openness and trust, and ultimately a deep acceptance about what is the reality of what is. And that's the thing I think, you know, like resisting that reality is what causes so much suffering in our bodies. Are such
It's exhausting, right?
In that reality.
Yeah, absolutely. So well said. Beautiful. Thank you, Michelle. That was great. Carter, maybe we'll take the second caller now.
Yeah, Barb from Alberta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Karen and Michelle.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm great. I have a question. I also am a dance instructor. I do
Zumba,
and I also I've been doing fitness classes for 26 years already, and I love movement. And I started dance at 5 years old as well. And I know the benefits of dancing and moving the energy. And I would like to somehow incorporate energy work into dance movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you have any advice as to, I know people always say they always feel better when they leave, but I guess in some ways I want to somehow incorporate educating them or kind of moving into my own dance style and doing dance and energy work together.
Yeah, I would say, you know, one thing that, you know, Karen kind of did this a little bit with Janelle is to help people tune into where they are right at the start of the class. And if that's, I imagine in a Zumba class, you're probably standing. And I do this sometimes in class. It's just like, you know, like as if you were about to start a chi practice or an energy practice, and you can have your feet kind of wide and just have people place both of their hands over their dantian, which is the space on the lower abdomen below the belly button and above the pubic bone. And just to kind of tune into that energetic center. And people may, nothing may come up in the beginning, but I often do this at the end of the class. I don't always start with it, but I always start with some kind of tuning in, you know, just some, a little bit of stillness so people can see where they are right in the moment. And just in your consciousness of inviting in the reality of energy and the reality of working with energy, that gets placed in the room and people start to vibrate with that. So as you do that more and more, all of your students are going to start strengthening their muscles to do that. So I would say, you know, just starting with something as simple as that, if there are, you know, what I do also is I've been starting for the last 10 years, I've been starting every class with a practice called Cortices from Body Talk. And I have a video on YouTube and on the blog, on my blog, on my website, embodyradiance.com, where you can see that technique. And that I think for people, again, like that's one where people either they feel really strong immediate shifts or it takes some time for them to start to feel that. So that's a great tool to tune in energetically. And then also just like just chi practices or how, you know, I think asking yourself, how do you feel energy moving? And then how can you start to translate that? You know, and a lot of times it's words, or if there are certain structures, you know, just like I said, like putting hands on the Dantian, where you can invite people to start to feel that. But I think if you know how you feel it in yourself and you start to guide from that, people start to resonate with that. You know, and I use language a lot in my teaching. And I did have a student, maybe this was last year, come up to me and say, I finally understand what you're doing. You know, he had been coming for some time. Actually, I've had this happen a lot of times. It's going to be unfamiliar. So I think there's also, as the teacher, the gentle encouragement to try something out. And I think that's why I've been able to go into this work too, because I'm like, I'm game for it. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't need proof necessarily. I just open myself up and I'm game for it. So I think as a teacher, if you can give that invitation to your students, they'll start showing up and feeling it too.
Beautiful. Yes,
like I am an energy practitioner as well, and I've done courses with Colette too, so I'm aware of
she's the best. Yeah, you
know, how the energy moves.
Yeah,
Reiki. I know how I just feel the energy. So I just know that not all the participants are going to be as open as they're all going to be different levels.
Of course,
and their openness will be expressed differently, right? Everybody, you know, someone's openness might look closed to you know, a passerby, but you as an energy practitioner can be aware that it is actually their form of openness in that moment, right?
Mm-hmm. It's true. We don't always know what it looks like. Like the student who looks like they're bored or like totally tuned out, they might be tuning in so deeply. So I think that's a great thing that Karen's bringing up, is that, you know, just to trust what you're resonating with, because that's what's going to ring true. And that's going to, you know, maybe that brings in a different population of students, or maybe that, you know, who knows what it's going to do. But I think if that's the truth for you, that's what people hear most clearly.
Truly. And I think what Michelle is saying, I feel like another way of saying that, it's so powerful, is, and it's what I found in my own life, is your own work is the most powerful vehicle to transform others. You know, so if you walk out of a class and you felt like you didn't impact them enough, that's for you to go into. And as you move that through and see what's in there for you in that, you know, and you transform that in yourself, you'd be amazed. You're just, that work alone has a ripple effect and starts transforming everybody, even after the fact, that was in the class with you, along with everyone that then taps into that transformation that you have created just through your awareness, and starts to have that ripple effect out. And so really, just like the conversation we're having here, the ripple effect for the world, you know, just by you expressing your vulnerability, by asking the question and us exploring this together, is creating a ripple effect of change for anyone who's ever been exposed to you or will be exposed to you in the future. So, wow, amazing work.
And I guess what Michelle said, like even just beginning of the class, feeling where they're at. And then even checking in is just
powerful.
Like what you do in the calls, right? Before, clear, and then after. And then
we
feel the difference.
Yeah, we need that digestion time. It's like, I feel hungry and now I feel satisfied. You know, it's like just the yeah. frames of that help people. You know, I was working with a client yesterday and she was saying, you know, we realized she has no digestion time. So, you know, it's like that end time before they transition into the next thing in their day, but also that beginning time to transition into that space of sensitivity and openness.
Yeah. And I think, like Michelle said, check out her video. I have one too on cortices. That's a, you know, so you tuning in yourself is going to guide everyone else. So maybe if you wanted to try a practice with cortices, and it doesn't matter, you could do a technique that you've learned from Colette as well. It's just, you know, again, it's like, it's just changing the focus, because often we're still in the outside world focus before we bring it in. But there's so many different ways to do that. But you know, Barb, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say one more thing. You know, I've also had students say to me, you know, one thing that's kind of amazing is that I believe what you say. You know, people have been like, if I heard that from another person, I don't know if I'd believe that. But when you say it, I'm like, sure, you know. So I think that, again, is something to check for yourself. Like, is your doubt in there? And it's okay. Beautiful. If it is, it's okay. It's a part of the process, you know. And I have that too. I'm like, I don't know how this is working. But, you know, underneath it all, I do really trust that something is moving. So, you know, have fun.
And use it as an exploratory, those interesting days where it feels like you didn't reach someone. That's for us, right? On those days, I have the same thing. Some days, even with clients or with a radio show, you know, like, oh, that didn't go well. Well, that's just a part of the, you know, that's an opportunity to explore within and how we are interacting with the idea of not being good enough or wanting more, or needing more, or we're not enough, or who knows, you know, any of those varying different aspects of thinking we need to be something other than what we are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, what a great discussion. Okay. That was wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Barb. Take care, Barb.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think this will be a great point for us to take a break. This is Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today, and I have the amazing Michelle Belay with me here. We've been discussing all various aspects of blending art and healing and intuition and insight and expansion, and we will be back shortly to continue this.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hi, this is Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today as her monthly guest host on the third Wednesday of every month. I have the amazing Michelle Boulay here with me, and we've been discussing all sorts of different aspects of artistry, dance, conflict, challenge, healing, wealth, right? I meant health, but that works. Wealth, too. Why not?
Let's go there.
We have another call that we're going to bring on. But if you have anyone else that wants to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We love the lively discussion, the questioning, the insights, the openness, and we invite you to make the call if you feel drawn. I thought maybe on the break, Michelle and I were just discussing a little bit of that interesting experience of, I loved what you said about how people will say to you, your students will say, you know, something about when you talk, I trust what you're saying. If somebody else were saying it, I wouldn't trust it. And I just wanted to bring that to the community's awareness of the power of when you do the work yourself, you might even be saying the same words. So it's not necessarily the words that you say or how you say it, but the energetic blueprint that's underneath it, you know, the fabric of energy that is flowing through your body when you are engaging in the words that you use. And, you know, if a student is either taking in well or not taking in well what you are saying, it's always in some way reflecting an aspect of you and giving you an opportunity to expand on that. Would you agree? Or do you have anything else to say about that? Which was something, again, which was a shift for me to say, okay, when this person that's challenging me in some of my early lectures in energy medicine, they were just really reflecting my own insecurities about using it as a primary modality in my life. And that gave me so much to expand on as I got to explore the things that made me not trust it, even around the concept of trust. And I just wanted to bring that up. And the beauty of your students having that insight is so very powerful.
Yeah, I think I have a couple things to say in response to that. One is, you know, this like, I know I just have to caution myself with this, you know, when this like, okay, what is it that I have to do, you know, like to make sure that that's not a place of blame or deprecation or I'm doing something wrong, you know, because I think that, you know, going into this work, it does make you look at yourself and how you're an agent, you know, you're an agent of responsibility in the life that you're creating. And what body talk, what studying that did for me was to, yes, see that I'm involved in that, but it's not all about me. You know, where me treats the ego, where in more my involvement and my responsibility for my involvement becomes a way to work with what's there rather than to work through an ego lens, if that makes sense. And just for me, because I have a history of being hard on myself, you know, to make sure that the questioning comes with openness and curiosity, you know, and it's like, and it kind of brings me back to this way that I look at the body or the system is it's a composite of information. And when I do a session, it's like, I almost don't even get personal with who I'm working on. I'm looking at the information. And then that seems like it shifts the personal. So that's one thing. And then another thing, you know, that's been happening more and more for me. And this happens in performing. I have felt this many times. It's like when I'm open enough for the information to come through, and I can feel it now, I can feel it in a session. I can feel when I'm talking from an ego place or when I'm dancing from an ego place, And I can feel when I'm opening up and it's just coming through me. It's very different. And, you know, yeah. I have to stop myself. You know, both are going to happen. You know, it's awesome because that's inevitable. The space of learning. But exactly. I have to put myself in check. If I'm in a session and I start to go into ego, I have to be like, you know what, Michelle, be quiet for a moment.
Right.
You know, you just went down that path, back up, take a breath and go again. And I do the same thing in performing. It's like, if I start thinking, oh my God, what am I doing? What are they thinking? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, take a moment. You're not present anymore.
Yes. You're in the shoulds, in the woulds, in the mind. And our ideas of how life should be based on some preconceived notion.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Which is like you said, it's a constant battle. Okay. Maybe we have just a little bit of time. We could bring Marie on. I think she's the last caller that we're going to have time for today. I love all the callers that we've had today. Marie, are you still there?
Yes. Hello, Karen and Michelle.
Thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah, of course, of course. My question is about, I would say, similar to what you've been talking about with staying true to yourself. For example, I've been in group kind of yoga fitness classes, especially this last week, that this idea has come up of being pressure on oneself to do the same as the group is doing, and also pressure from the group or teacher to do the same as the group. For me, I kind of look like I'm in my 20s, but I'm in my 40s, and I have some injuries. And so kind of people wonder, well, why aren't you doing this the same? And so they give instructions sometimes, but that doesn't really work for me. But sometimes I follow it anyways. So it's kind of like discerning, being authentic to myself, but still fitting in with the group.
Wow, that's big. That's awesome. Thank you for your question. We'll see if we can snag in on this in the last couple of minutes of this. I resonate with your experience of I've had similar experiences in my lifetime, and I would bet most of the community out there has. Michelle, being a group dance instructor, do you have anything that's coming in first? I feel like I would bow to your wisdom in this place first.
The one thing that's kind of popping up for me now is my path for teaching was finding the things that I resonated with and essentially, like, quote unquote, stealing them and using them within my own understanding. Like, that's something a teacher, Krissa Parkinson, who was so influential for me in the early 2000s, at the end of one of her classes, she said, take out everything, use it. When you understand it, you own it, you know? So I think, again, like kind of what we were talking about with Barb, like, what are you really resonating with? Cause it feels what you're saying here, fitting in with the group, is that more the issue, you know, or this inability to trust yourself? And then that discernment probably through your gut brain getting really confused, you know, and maybe just aligning that more with the knowing in your heart and that connection to your heart. So it feels to me like there's some support that wants to happen between the two of those spaces. And that, you know, with healing, there's always, again, like this presentation of the symptom, but then we really have to get down to the root of it. And sometimes that takes some digging, but that's what comes up for me most immediately.
And I would add in with that is ovaries and uterus are very much part of our creative expansion, right? And so I would do a direct link, and this is a body talk link, of the communication patterns between your ovaries and your uterus and your limbic brain. So your limbic brain seems to be oriented to this external form of fitting in. And as we perfuse it with a communication line of the truth of who you are and your creative potential to find a class that resonates with all aspects of you, mind, body, and spirit, so that you feel whole and complete and resonate with the truth of who you are, being aware that sometimes that feeling of needing to fit in is just information that says, this is not the class for me, you know, in this moment. And I've had similar experiences in my life, and it's that interesting adhering to what we think we should do when our heart is whispering ever so softly. And that brings us back to that sensing and feeling place of when the body is giving us subtle cues, and the heart and talking to us and giving us sensations and feelings, and the mind is attached to an idea of what needs to happen, and then they're in conflict with each other. So with that, we're going to do that little sort of tapping in your head. So we're bringing in, storing this communication line to open up the exchange of information between your ovaries and your uterus and your limbic brain, as well as the back of the brain, the cerebrum, the cerebellum, sorry, is coming in there as well. And we're tapping the heart to store that information, the truth of who you are, and then tapping the gut as well, which is what Michelle was referring to with that word discernment. That's the neurological network that helps us discern what to hold on to and what to let go of. And then I invite you to get curious, you know, as to what arises for you when you go into those classes. And you might want to come back and listen to this show again and sort of tap that in. You could use the cortices on Michelle's website or my website, or get these tools that are available to become the more, a deeper version of the our true authentic selves, so that we can make the choices that are most aligned with who we really are. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to just add in something, Marie, that's coming up, is that it's okay to be different, you know, and and I, you know, I kind of liken it to nature. Like when we go into a place where it's just so lush and there's so much variety, or we're eating food where there's just like so many wonderful ingredients combined, you know, like it's okay to have that variety. And a lot of times when we're not trusting, there's probably deeply in us some part of ourself that is defending. We're protecting, mm-hmm. you know, so what is that place that you're protecting? And just to get curious about that and to listen to that and bring her in, you know, whoever she is, however old she is, you know, so it's a lot of times when we feel like we have to defend on some deep level, there's a lack of trust or there's a lack of support, you know, so get curious about that and bring her in and things will shift.
So we'll just check in with you real quick, Marie, before we have to close up. Yeah, you feel a little different about that. Again, I didn't do the measurement of the numbers. We stayed out of the head, but you can feel.
From a 5 down to a 2 at least.
Oh, look at you. You did it for me. See? Oh, the universe supports. Well, thank you for that. You keep in track of that stuff for me. Marie, I really appreciate the community. Appreciate it. Yeah, take care. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Time really flies when you're having so much fun. This has been such a fun show for me. Michelle, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking your time to share this space with us. And it's always a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. Thank you to Carter and the callers who shared their stories. Colette will be back next week on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Michelle, do you want to just share one quick your website information, how people can get in touch with your amazingness?
Yeah, sure. Embodyradiance.com. It's Michelle at embodyradiance.com, or you can contact me through michelleboulet.com, either one.
Okay, and I'm at karenbetten.com. KarenBetten, and Karen at KarenBetten.com. We wish you all a wonderful month. I will be back here next month with further guests, and Colette will be back next week. Many blessings to you all, and take care.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.